This is Bulldog Live on the Pulse. To get in touch about the news of the day, call 866-823-1077. Now, here's Brian Tilton and Bulldog Live.
Bulldog Live continues here on the second hour on the Pulse, 1077 WTPL. 1-866-823-1077 is our phone number. Happy to hear from you. The issue that I've been hounding on for a week and a half now has been this new LLC tax, this new income tax, personal income tax for LLC owners. The rules are going to be heard tomorrow in a one-time-only public hearing, 10 a.m. at 109 Pleasant Street in Concord. Now, I've been telling you for over a week that it's going to be held at DRA. It has been moved. It will now be held at the Howard Recreation Center, which thankfully is not very far from the DRA building. It is in the same Governor Hugh Gallon campus complex there, so it'll be right nearby. Just follow the crowds. At least that's what I'm hoping happens. Lots of crowds show up for this one and only hearing. Unfortunately, some will say, well, these are the rules. This is all you can talk about. No, people are saying we don't like the process by which this was done from the very beginning. And then you start looking at the pile on of taxes. You have the business profits tax already out there. Now you're adding 5% on top of that. And a lot of people are saying, when's enough enough? And, you know, passing this tax in the middle of the night is the thing that really bothered me the most, because you didn't have the benefit of a public hearing. And also by making it retroactive to January 1st of 2009, which is an issue I was talking about with Penny Dean in the last hour. Our attorney, we were talking on Second Amendment Tuesdays here. There's a lot of questions that are still going to be coming out about this, I'm sure. And a lot of people have been calling the governor's office at 271-2121, asking him to push off the hearings until next year. Next year not being that far away. We're just talking push it off about 3 or 4 weeks and then hold a series of hearings around the state and begin them at 6 p.m. Not hold the one and only public hearing a week before Christmas right in the middle of the day, of which you had to sign up for ahead of time if you wish to speak. Now, you can sign up when you get there, according to DRA, but you're going to be pushed to the back of the line because it's going to be first come, first serve kind of thing. Well, a lot of business owners that I have talked to and heard from and have read their comments on various forums, like StopTheLLCTax.com, which is a website started by a couple of business owners, Andrew Hemingway and Andy Sanborn. Andrew Hemingway being from Bristol and Andy Sanborn, who owns the Draft Sports Bar and Grill on South Main Street in Concord. They've gotten several hundred petitions, you know, people who signed the petition on there, and you can too at StopTheLLCTax.com, which is one way to send your message. And a lot of business owners on there are saying, I may have to disband my business. I can't afford this. And a lot of business owners are very worried. Some say, even if this doesn't apply to me, I'm still worried. All right? And even people who are not business owners might want to be worried too, because this could extend the personal income tax on the rest of us. Now, I hope I'm not stealing anybody's thunder here, because I do have a guest in studio, Marcy Viersen. She is the owner of Artisans of New London, and she's made the trip from New London to our Concord studio. Marcy, welcome to Bulldog Live. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Brian? Thanks for having me.
Not too bad. I called you in because you wrote a piece that went out around the email, and you wrote a letter to your legislators, which is a very good thing to do.
I will be writing a letter. Every legislator in New Hampshire will receive a letter from me. And I sent letters out to our more local legislators as well as the governor's office. And I've also written local papers.
Good.
So this is something, as an owner of an LLC, I feel incredibly strongly about.
Yes, this is something. Now, I know of your shop. I've been in there many times. It's a great store. We can talk about that in a few minutes, too. But I've never known if you've been very active in politics before or not. Have you been? Is this something that just really got your fire going all of a sudden?
I haven't been very active in state politics at all, or any politics in general, but it just takes a little bit to get me fired up and you know, I'll step on it and make it happen. I'm pretty involved in my town business community, which I have a lot of respect for. And I'm very involved in small business in general. It's the heart and soul of New Hampshire, I believe.
And I've said this before, that the small businesses that we have in New Hampshire are a big factor in the way of life that we enjoy today in this state, because there's not a big box store on every corner, of which I'm thankful for.
You know, it provides an opportunity for people. You can follow your dreams. You can be creative. You're only limited by your own drive and capability and time. It definitely has its drawbacks in terms of, you know, every minute of every day that you're awake, you sort of think about it. You see things through that eye, but it's also wonderful. That's also the good part of it. We have the opportunity to grow our staffs, our businesses. We are a huge part of our communities. It's a great thing.
Because when people shop local, a lot of that money does get turned right back around into the community.
Absolutely.
In a number of ways.
Of every $100 that you spend in a local business, 68% comes back into the community.
Yeah.
Versus 43% at a big box store or 0% on the internet. So yeah. It's huge what comes back locally.
Sure is, which is why it's very important, and which is why New Hampshire had these LLCs to begin with, which they haven't been around since the beginning of time. It's within recent memory that they came into being. And now we're talking about a tax that many owners of the LLCs are deathly afraid of.
Absolutely, with good reason. For, you know, there are many points. When I wrote the letter, I kind of came up with 6 bullet points. I got the original information on an email from Tom Thomason out of Orford, and really needed to research before I sent that email on in terms of what was accurate and what wasn't. It was all accurate. But I called local legislators. I called accountants. I talked with other business people. And it was unbelievable to me, not only the process by which this passed, but the impact it has on small business in the state.
Yeah, because when you look at you mentioned in your first point in the letter is the political process of which this was implemented, which I had alluded to right before I introduced
and
you.
No one disputed that. On any of the conversations I had with legislators, no one disputed that this was put through at the 11th hour. And I am fully aware that many political processes work to a small degree, putting things in at the 11th hour. I can certainly understand that with something that doesn't have the dramatic impact that this has. This is a $15 million revenue creator. This is no small line item. This deserved a process, a proper political process of review, evaluation, public discussion, not after the fact, which is what's happening tomorrow at the forum, but before it was even considered for passing. You do not pass something and elicit trust from your voters in the state of New Hampshire at the very last minute slipping it in. It looks suspicious, and it frankly appears, whether or not it's true, as dirty politics.
And that's, again, part of the political process is the people's trust in their leadership. And we're not talking of any political party here. We're talking about if look, it's been done before and they've been criticized when the other party was in power. And we're looking at generally the same thing today. You know, just happens.
And in my conversations with legislators, when I was trying to understand the specifics of that, I didn't get specific information from legislators. What I heard is that, look, this should have been applied the entire time, and everyone has to pay their part in the process. When you start looking at this in depth, from a small business perspective, the impact of it, when you talk to accountants and figure out the ramifications of this, you know, I have to think that a lot of people who passed this were just ignorant of exactly what it meant, which only goes so far. If you don't understand what you're passing it, you do not pass it. And so I do hold those legislators accountable for passing this into law.
And your second point in your letter is the claim about, which is something the governor was quoted in both the Union Leader and the Concord Monitor on Friday, is saying, well, we're just trying to even the playing field here. We're trying to make it fair for everybody. And you raise the question, well, you know, why not do just sole proprietorship rather than being a single LLC owner?
My LLC and my husband's LLC are both run as single members LLC. There's not really any differentiation between that and a sole proprietor. If you're truly trying to even the playing field, then even the playing field. extend that to sole proprietors. And I don't think that that's what was happening here. I think it was a revenue creator.
Because the legislature spent too much money, quite simply, and they're in a hole and they need to find money.
And frankly, if I ran my business like that, I'd be out of business and you could call me financially irresponsible. And as far as I'm concerned, that should apply to the state as well.
Another point that you recognize this as what I've been saying, too. This is an income tax.
This is absolutely an income tax. The salaries there. First of all, there's a cap on salaries. It's based on W-2 employees. LLC are not W-2 employees. We're not even able to get a W-2 or claim salary. We're compensated by our businesses. If our businesses do well, we are compensated. If they do poorly, sometimes we're not compensated at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to compare the salary or the compensation, rather, of an LLC member to a W-2, we've put a lot of risk, a lot of time, a lot of energy. Our workday doesn't end at 5 o'clock. Our workday goes on and on all week. It's limited, again, by our drive, our energy, by the economy, by many, many factors. We look out for our employees first before ourselves. To again, compare that to our very valued W-2 employees, I will tell you that there are many situations that your W-2 employees will make more than the owners of a business. There's no cap on their compensation. There is a cap on the compensation of an LLC member, which they're paying taxes on. So your employees may make more than you are, and they have no tax liability whatsoever because there's no cap on their compensation. That's an income tax. No matter how you sell it, no matter what the rhetoric is, that is an income tax.
1-866-823-1077 is our phone number here on Bulldog Live. Marcy Viersen, owner of Artisans of New London, here in studio talking about the LLC tax. Because this is, you're talking about the cap on compensation. This is that reasonable compensation phrase that we've been hearing from DRA that are in the rules that will allow them to, well, what seemingly arbitrarily determine what fair compensation is.
That's very arbitrary.
Yeah, because it's not defined.
There's no definition other than comparing it to W-2 compensation, which, again, LLCs are not even eligible for W-2s. So you could take two retail businesses, one successful, one not so successful. You could take two law offices, one more successful financially than the other, for example, and their W-2 is going to be based on a single amount, or not their W-2. Their compensation cap is going to be based on what the government says it should be. Anything over that amount, the government will tax.
And some law firms are bigger than others. Some are more successful than others, you know.
It does not take that into consideration at all.
Exactly. And this is all on top of what we have in place already, the business profits tax.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at, what is the tax rate you're looking at total here for your business?
13.5%. It's 8.5% already in place on net profits, plus the 5%, which was recently passed into law.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is twice as high as our neighboring state of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually more than twice as high because I think they're 6.25%.
You know, the short-term benefit might be to help pay off some state deficit. Long-term, it's very short-sighted. It's not encouraging business to come into New Hampshire. It's discouraging people from even looking into starting up a business. And we love the state of New Hampshire. That's why we're here. We believe in it. We believe in our businesses, our staffs, our dreams. That's why we're here. And to not understand that as a legislator and as the governor is really a problem long term, because it's going to send business out of the state of New Hampshire.
And that's the fear. And anybody who reads that website, stoptheLLCtax.com, and if they haven't signed the petition yet, it's a good idea to do that, because that is one of the avenues to get your voice heard. And that's what people are saying. You know, what you've been saying is what a lot of people on there have been saying as well.
The difficult thing is that this one forum tomorrow is during my busiest time of the year, and I'm fortunate to have a fantastic manager and a wonderful staff in place that I could get away, though not easily, not easily at all. And I think a lot of business owners are in the same position that I am. We're going into the Christmas season. The first time I even heard about this tax was, and I'm pretty savvy about knowing about this stuff, the first time I heard about this business tax was about a week ago. And I've been working nonstop on trying to understand what it means, who it involves, the impact of it. It's been pretty nonstop, and that's in my busiest season of the year. So I'm really unhappy that there's only one public forum, and it's after the law has been put into place, and it's just before Christmas, not to mention it's retroactive.
Yeah, retroactive to January 1st of 2009. Now, you have talked with a lot of people. You've talked to accountants. You've talked to legislators. And the problem is there's still a lot of confusion about this out there.
It's really difficult to get specific information on it. I'm hearing, again, a lot of rhetoric. This is something that should have been in place the entire time. Everyone's got to do their fair share. This is just part of the political process. I dispute all of those points, each and every one of them.
All right. Marcy Viersen, Artisans of New London, joining us here in studio about the LLC tax. We have a segment coming up in a couple of minutes here. I invite you to stay around. Bob Jackman from LaValle Middleton Building Supply will be joining us for a weekly Focus on Efficiency segment. And we'll continue the conversation with you because this is an issue that as many people as possible need to know because, you know, there are still people out there hearing this for the very first time.
Absolutely. And you know what? People need to do their due diligence like we all have. And I understand that people aren't going to take me at the word of what I've said necessarily. I had to do my research and I'm trying to push people to do theirs. And it's a tough time to do that with Christmas season coming on.
It is. And that's the part that really upsets me. And I'm not an LLC owner. I'm not affected by this directly, but indirectly I am because I have seen what's happened with this economy over the last year, which a lot of people were afraid that was going to put them out of business. Now it looks like government's trying to put them out of business, or at least even if that's not exactly the case, that is the appearance, which is a big thing in politics, that's for sure.
Definitely.
Because I've already seen some of my favorite businesses disappear over the year.
I don't think that, I really don't believe that the legislators are trying to put people out of business. I don't think that they understand the impact that this will have on business, which will put businesses out of business.
Yeah.
And they have to understand that and have conversations with the business owners. This economy has been incredibly tough on all small business owners, make no mistake.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I do tell people to contact their state representatives and make their voices known, because it is amazing how many times the representatives do not know that something is going on. I mean, look, you know, with all the business that they have to take care of 6 months out of the year when they're in session, it's hard to follow all of it and all the little intricacies of it. So that's why it's important for the listeners to contact their legislators and say, did you know that this bill can do this to me? And that's what we're trying to tell here.
Right. Yeah, our silence isn't going to get us anywhere. We need to speak up and stand up and not just forward emails on, but really contact the legislators and let them know that either whether or not you're an LLC, small business, sole proprietor, friend, family, this is no good for the state of New Hampshire.
Call their legislators, call the governor at 271-2121. Show up at the public hearing tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., at the Howard Recreation Center at the Governor Hugh Gallon campus at 109 Pleasant Street in Concord. We'll be talking with Marcy Viersen some more. Bob Jackman from LaValle Middleton Building Supply. Focus on Efficiency next year on Bulldog Live on The Pulse.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages. Live on The Pulse.